In the blink of an eye, your world came crashing down. In the blink of an eye, white stained red.
Hope College student Grace Tyson says she and Western Michigan University student Hannah Doan like their music to have a purpose.
That's kind of the music that we like to write, is just more positive and uplifting, and just for wounded people out there who are having a hard time getting through the day. And so, I mean, music to us is pretty impactful.
You just gotta stand up tall, put your shoulders back, take one more step and move on.
This Thursday night, singer-songwriters Tyson and Doan will use their music to help victims of human trafficking through Songs Against Slavery. The event's goal is to raise awareness about human trafficking in the U.S. and fundraise for the Daughter Project, a safe house for victims. Tyson says sex trafficking in the United States is a complicated problem.
In other countries, these women are actually taken from their house, you know, and forced into this. Where in America, these so-called pimps will come and kind of just find girls off the streets who don't really have a good family life, may have been abused, and will just sort of win them over, as in becoming their boyfriends. So these girls become mentally and emotionally attached to these men. So when the police get involved, the girls are like, oh no, they're my boyfriends. I don't want this.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave. So which is really sad, and it's really sticky in America. There's a lot of different ways that it's involved through prostitution and pornography, and so it's not something easy to spot.
Acoustic pop musician Steve Mokler will also perform at Songs Against Slavery. Mokler sells birdhouses at his concerts to raise money for anti-trafficking nonprofits in Nashville.
Step out from the walls. It's time to start the dancing.
He took Tyson and Doan to visit a rehabilitation center for sex trafficking victims. Doan says talking with the victims was a moving experience.
They would go through their stories and things that they'd gone through, and it was just that moment where it became very real that these are real people, this has happened to them, and yet here they are trying to recover and forgive and, you know, feel beautiful again.
Tyson says sex trafficking doesn't just happen in big cities. In fact, many victims get picked up in areas outside of town, like truck stops and strip clubs.
We talked to a former victim who was trafficked out of Kalamazoo, and she started as a stripper. And from that, she just got heavily involved with drugs and stuff, and it just led to these men buying her, and it led into what people would quote-unquote call sex trafficking.
Though some of the songs Tyson and Doan will perform at the concert are about human trafficking, Tyson says most of the songs are just about hope.
It's called Let Us Not Turn Around. It talks about how, we're not promised that this life isn't, a cakewalk. But to live each day in the moment and to live with forgiving hearts and just to not turn around to the past and to not keep looking back to the past, but to keep looking forward.
So let us fall into this life we've been given. Let us breathe in so deeply each moment we're living. Let our hearts always be forgiving. Let us not turn around.
Singer-songwriters Grace Tyson and Hannah Doan will perform with Steve Mokler at Songs Against Slavery.